You're holding that Chof Gimel Amar Aleph on top that says what for Yafina Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. That this was an answer for Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that Rabbi Shmuel holds when you have a Gezeirah Shava. So if it's Mufna mi one side, if it's extra on one side, that's enough to say Lemeidim, and V'yayim Meshiv, and you can't ask the question. So the question is, so what do we have to have a Gezeirah Shava that's Mufna both Tzadim? So if according to Chom Shita was good, the Chom hold the opposite. But if it's only Mufna on one side, you could ask a question on it. But if it's Mufna extra on both sides, then you can't ask any questions. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't ask any questions, even if it's only open on one, open on one side. So why does the Torah have to have a Gezeirah Shava that's open on both sides? So the answer is, in the case we have a question like Al Gemara, we have to learn the Gezeirah Shava out from. Either from Vayivra, Vayivra, from Vayetzer, Vayetzer. Then the svar is, if we have one Vayetzer, Vayetzer, that on both sides is Mufna, so we learn out the Gezeirah Shava from there, rather from the other one that's only open on one side. That's what the top words mean. The Afinim learn out rather Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. Now the Gemara says, Lohochi Afne Rachmon La Behema Mishnei Tzadim. Why take the Torah right by Behema? It says Vayetzer, Vayetzer, it's open twice on both sides. So Rashi says this Gemara is going according to Rabbanan Shita. So the answer is, Kihechad Lo Nigmar Me Mufna Mitzad Echad. Nor that we should not learn out from where it's only open on one side. And Rashi says, because the Rabbanan Shita is, if it's only Mufna from one side, you could ask the question. Like we'll see, the Gemara soon will ask the question, how can you learn out a Bria from a Behema to an Isha? So therefore, the Rabbanan hold that if it would have been only Mufna on one side, we would ask the question on this Gezeirah Shava. But now that it's Mufna both Tzadim, therefore we cannot ask any question. Kechad Enigma Mimufna Mitzad Echad. Now the Gemara says, Ravacha Brei Derova Masni Lo Mishmei Dereb Leze Lekula. He learned this sheet that we just learned before, but learned it Lekula. Rashi said, in other words, you don't have to have Mufna so much. What does that mean to say? He learned like this, that really Kol Gzeir Shav Hashayna Mufna Kol Likul Lemeidim U'Meshivin. If you can make a Gzeir Shav, even though it's not extra on either side, it's just on the Gzeir Shav, it says the word here, it says the word there, we have a right to learn out one from the other. Just if the words are not extra, then the Klal is U'Meshivin. If you have a question on the Gzeir Shav, you could slug up, we do not use the Gzeir Shav. What's going to be Mufna Mitzarech? Let's say the Gzeir Shav is open on one side, so then depends. The Reb Yishmer Lemeidim V'Meshivin. According to this Gersh, Rabbi Shmuel agrees that a Meshivin, you can't ask any questions on it. The Rabbanan, though, Lemeidim a Meshivin, you can learn out from it and ask questions. But Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, where it's open on both sides, then everybody agrees that Lemeidim v'yei Meshivin, you can't ask any questions. If so, the Gemara is according to the Rabbanan, Shitla Rabbanan, Ma'ika be Mufna Mitzadechod L'Sheina Mufna Kolikr. According to Rabbanan, even when it's Mufna Mitzadechod, you can still ask a question on it. And even if it's not Mufna at all, also you can make the Gzeirah Shava, just you could ask a question on it. So what's the difference? Why does the Torah have to make the Gzeirah Shava that's Mufna from one side? What do we gain on the deal? So Mor says, now, the difference will be like this. Heichod demishkachas lo Mufna mitzadechod v'shein Mufna kolikr. Again, like we had before, if you have a question, which way to make the Gzeirah Shava? That if one way, it's Mufna mitzadechod. If you make the Shava the other way, it's not Mufna at all. So therefore, it's better to learn out the Gezeirah Shava on the way, on the case, where it's Mufna Lis Mitzad Echad. So that's the difference why sometimes the Torah leaves extra on one side. The Lav Lahai is Le Pircha. The Lav Lai is Le Pircha. In such a case where both Gezeirah Shavas, both ways not have any Pirchas on it. It's only a question which way to learn it the better out from. So therefore, the Klal is that Shavkin and Shaina Mufna Kolikar for Gavrina Mi Mufna Mitzad Echad. That it's better to leave over the tzad that's mufna, that's not extra at all, and learn it out from the other way that I call upon him, it's open on one side, it's extra on one side. So now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir was explaining the reason that Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah, that if an Isha has a miscarriage, and the miscarriage, the fetus, looks like the behema, that she has a tumas later, so we want to say, because the Gezeirah Shava Vayetzer Vayetzer says Lashon Vayetzer Vayodam, it says Lashon Vayetzer by the Hema. So Mora says, so we want to say before that if it's not a Mufna both Tzadim, we would ask a Pircha. Therefore, it has to be Mufna both Tzadim. So the question is, my Pircha, what kind of question could you ask on this Gezeirah Shava? So Mora says, yes, Mishum Dik L'Mifruch, we would ask like this, Mishum Dik L'Mifruch. Ma'li Yodam Shekei Metame Michayim. Ma'li Yodam Shekei Metame Michayim is an Odam. he is mekabel tumah when he's alive. If an adam touches basheretz, touches a mace, he becomes tamei. Mashenkin by behemoth, there's no din tumah on it when it's alive. So therefore, maybe you can't bring any proof from the fact that an adam has a tumas leda, that if he gives birth to a behemoth, he should also have a tumas leda. So that's the question on the kabbalah on the gzera shava. So therefore, since it's mufna both stadim, therefore we do not ask this question. Talimor says, v'chein, the same thing, Omer Rebbe Chiyah v'Rabba. Omer Rebbe Yechanan. That hainu time with Rebbe Meir. You know what the reason of Rebbe Meir is? That he says in the Mishnah of Isha's Mapil, k'min behemah, she has tumas leda. Hoyo v'nemre bo yitzir rekordim, the same thing, it says Lashon v'yetzer. By Yodim, it says Lashon v'yetzer, by behemah, so he made the Shava. Oh, Malay Rebbe Amir says back like this. Ela meyativ, so, hamapelis tumus har. If the Isha has a miscarriage and the fetus looks like a mountain, if so, ima tamei later than Isha shorstavatum is later, it should be called a Vlad. Why? She never, the Pasuk says, ki hine yoitzer horim uvarei ruach that Hashem creates a har. That says Lashon of yoitzer horim, the same way it says v'yetzer bayodam. So make the gzera shav also that if you give birth to a type of a har, a mountain also should have tumas later. See, answer back no. Omalai har miko mapelis. Is it possible to say that anything that comes out of Isha is really called a har, a mountain, has no shackles to a mountain? Evenu, it's sort like a stone, like a solid piece, to come mapelis. And who gush ikri, all it's called is a piece of flesh, that's all it is, a solid piece. In other words, even though it has a shape, maybe of a pyramid, but it's not a har, it's called a piece of flesh, that's all. Therefore, Pshita, the Vlad, is not called a har, and therefore, if it has no Tsuras Odom, it would not be able to tumas later. The more still asks, Elamayat, if so, Hamapelis Ruach Teima Temeya Ledom, the Venetia's Mapo type of a Ruach, meaning the wind comes out of her, so also she should have a tumas later on her. Why? Hoyo Venemraboy Briya Kiyodom. Because by Ruach also says Lashon of Bri, like it says by Yodim Nefsid, the apostle just said, Ovareya Ruach, says Lashon of Bareya, creating by Ruach. That's like it says by Yivru Adam. So Mara says, V'chitay, maybe you tell me no le Mufna, that it's not extra this Kzeir Shava. There's no extra Sad, therefore he has a question on it. So Mara says, no, Midehevda le Michtav Yaitzah Horim Veruach. It just should have said once, Yaitzah Horim and Ruach. What does it say the word Ovareya Ruach? Uksiv, it says Ubereyach Ruach, Hashem created the Ruach. Shramina lafnuya, that this word Ubereyach is extra. So Kuru, there should be Gzeirah Shovia to say that if she's mapel a kamin Ruach, a wind just come out like a placenta, just full of wind, so she should have tumas later. Or Malaysia said back to him, no, donin divrei Torah mi divrei Torah. If the Gzeirah Shovia is from divrei Torah, from the Torah, then you can make the Gzeirah Shovia. But v'yein donin divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah, you can't make a Gzeirah Shovia when hear this word that it says in Omus, Ovareya Ruach, since it's not a Lashon HaTorah, it's only a Lashon in the Nevi'im, you cannot make a Gzeirah Shava one to the other. So that's why we do not make this Gzeirah Shava to say Venetia's map or Kimin Ruach, to say that she should have a Tumas later. Adamor says, Rabba Bar Bachon Omer Rabbi Yechanan, that high no time with Rameh, the reason of Rameh is, Hoyo V'einayim Doimus Kishalodom. He won't say a new reason. The reason why Rameh holds if she's map or Kimin Behema, that Isha has a tumas leida, because the eyes of an animal looks the same way as the eyes of an Adam. Rashi says, Hoyel v'neim shachayi behema doim l'shal Adam. Shachar shabai, in the black of the eye, heavy yogel is round in the behema, just like an Adam. Avo dogim, by fish, it's not round. So Mer asks the question, so that's why a behema is more doim to an Adam. So Mer says, Elo mayativ so amapelas dumus nochesh, if she gives birth to a piece of flesh looking like a snake, Tayima tumei leda, and also she should have a tumas leda. Hoyo v'galgal enoi agula kishaladim, that the roundness of the eye of the snake is just like the person. So also it should be doima to say that she has a miscarriage like a snake, she should have a tumas leda. Because Mar says, v'chitem maybe you tell me yochanam, it's true that it's true. So the Mar so listen in nochesh. Why doesn't it say in the Mishnah nochesh? Why does it just say behema v'chayiv yoyif? It should have said nochesh also. So Mar says like this, maybe no. Really, nochesh is included. Just eat ten of nochesh. I would have wrote the word nochesh. I mean, I would have thought to say, but nochesh should depligi rabbanon alei. If I would have said Rabbi Meir that if she's mapo kamin behema chayiv v'yoyf and nochesh, and then it says rabbanon argues, I would have thought maybe the rabbanon only argues on the nochesh. That's all. The Because it doesn't say the word Yitzira by Nachish. Even though the eyes look like an Adam, so that could be the Machlokes. Rav Meir would hold, as long as the eyes look like an Adam, it has a Tumas Leida. And the Rabbanim say, no, it has to have the Gzeres Shavah of Yitzira. Abba Behema V'chaya Le'pligi T'chziv Be'yitzira. But I would have thought to say, the Rabbanim do not argue if she's Matal Kamin Behema V'chaya. Since the Pasuk is Lashon Yitzira. So Kamash will know that that's why it doesn't say the word Nachash in the Mishnah. But Enoch Nami could be, according to Rav Meir, that a Nachash would also be a Tumas Leida. For the Umarai, well, God be moved, Mikatoni law, learn the parsha of a behema, has the eyes like an Adam, it's called a mum, you can't bring it for a carbon. It says what one of the mumim of a behema is, Eshagalgal Einov, Ogul Gishal Adam, that if the eyes of an animal is like the eyes of a person, it's called a mum. So, pardon, we see that a normal eyes of an animal does not look like an Adam. So, how could we say here, Chandra Meir is, that the eyes of an Adam looks like the eyes of a behema? So, verse says, like Kasha, I'll answer you like this. That buchma means the black of the eye. So that Rashi says is round by a behema just like an Adam. But that it says in the Gemara in Yibachar is there, it's called a mum, if a behema looks like an Adam, that's bitsira, Rashi says, means mokum moshe kolayim, like the eye, the whole form of the eye there, the socket of the eye. That is lehevi ogle, it's not round and by a behema like an Adam. And if it is round by a behema like an Adam, that would be considered a mum. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Yana, young Rabbi Yana, he says, that high no time with Rabbi Meir, you know what the reason of Rabbi Meir is, he says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yamata Chimim Behema, she's Tmei Leidom, Hoyu V'yeneim Hochas Lefneim Kishal Adam. Because by a behema, the eyes go in front of them, just like an Adam is. The eyes are not on the side of the face, but the eyes is in front of the face, just like the eyes are by an Adam. So Rabbi says, the silver ray oif, the chub by birds, the ain enough hokas the fun of. The eyes are on the side, it's not in front of the face. It's so still the comer of made the tummy. And now Mishnah it says that when Isha's mapo came in oif, she's also tummy later. So her question is why? The eyes do not go in front by a knife. Rashi just says, lefnei means lafuki dogum, not fish, the name are on the sides. The same thing says for nochash also the eyes are on the side. Rakopon and the Gemara is, Lechura Eifais is also on the side. So why is Nof Tomei? Samar says true. Omer Abaye says that Bikriya Vikifufa. It's only these two type of birds that Rameya holds in Isha's Tomei Leda. Because these two type of birds, the eyes attack her in the front of it like an Adam. Samar says, what do you want to tell me if Vishar Eifais Loi? But all other birds know that all other birds, even Ramey would agree, if she's Mapul or Dmin or something looks like the other birds, she'd be Tor. So Mar says, Mesu, we have a question. It says that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, that near and deeper Rabbi Meir, the Behema v'chaya. I like the words of Rabbi Meir, by a hey Behema v'chaya, if Nisha's Mapul, Kamin Behema, Kamin Chaya, then she's Tamaleda. But the Divri Chom v'yofis, he likes the words of Chom v'yofis. So who are now my yofis? What type of birds is it? What type of birds is he talking about? You let me if you want to tell me. We're talking about the Bikri of the Kefufa, these two types of birds. Is so Maishma Behema V'Chaya Dineim Hokas Defneim. Then why do you say now that Behema V'Chaya, that since the eyes go in front of them, therefore Kishalodom, therefore it's Tamileda, is so then Kriya Kefufa Nami? It should also be Tamileda. What's Shana Chom that they say that, what's shot in the Chom, or why do you like different Chom, that Boifos, that Yitor, why? The Chom with Oifos is talking about these two types of birds, so then these two types of birds, the eyes are like an Adam. Ela must be Pshita B'Shar Oifos, that the Rabban here are talking about Shar Oifos, that other birds, that's the ones that he says, like the Chom that the Tor. It's all the Chom, Mechlav, Rabbi Meir, Poli B'Shar Oifos. Mashma Rameya argues even by Sharifus also, and he holds that Nisha's Mapa come in any bird so that she has a Tumas Leida. So the question is why the Khuru the eyes are not go in front of the face. So Mara says, I'll tell you, Chasuri Mechsa something is musking over here in this Braisa, and really, Baruch Yitzhak, it is the way the Braisa should say that Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus Oimer, that Niran Dibri Rabbi Meya, I like the words of Rabbi Meya, the Behema Vechaya, by a Behema Vechaya. And Vahu Adin, the same thing, really, the Kriya of the Kifufa, that they also should be Tomei. But the Divrei Chomim, where does he like the words of Chomim? That's Bishar Oifis, by other birds. And you know why? Because the other birds, a shafer b'meila nechlik imohim, ela b'kriya b'kafufa. That even Rav Meir, he only says, nishis tomi leidi, she gizmapel a min of an oif, that's like a kriya kafufa, these two type of birds, that the eyes are in the front like an odom. Abu b'shar of the other birds, I tell you moidalu, even Rav Meir would agree to kachomim, that since the eyes are not in the front of it, but on the side of it, therefore it's not daimu to an odom, therefore an isha would have a mapelis, and the fetus would look something like the other birds, even Rav Meir with all she's tor mishum later. For the Mar Navotanya, I'll bring you proof of this, that Omer Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, ha-mapelis min behema v'chayo, the Dibur Rav Meir Vlad, that she gives birth to a fetus that looks like a behema v'chayo, it's called a leida, she's Tommy leida. The Dibur Chachamim, ain't a Vlad, according to Chachamim, it's not called a Vlad of behema v'chayo. U'v'yoyfis, but by birds, tivduk, you have to check it out. What type of bird it is, mashmah, not all birds are the same. So versus laman tivduk, according to it, you have to check it out. Lav doesn't mean the divra Rabbi Meir. Mashmah, even according to Rabbi Meir, you have to check it out. Even though Rabbi Meir holds, if she's map or kiminai, she's tamei, but I'll tell you that even according to Rabbi Meir, tivduk. Why? The yoma kariya kafufin, because even Rabbi Meir only says that these two type of birds, these night birds, Rashi says, like an owl, these two type of birds, they have tumah. Yet the isha's mapa like them, she's tamei. But shar reifus loy. So it's a proof like this. Even according to Rabbi Meir, it's not go back to all birds, but only these two types. Omer Rav Acha b'redu aviko loy. Maybe that's not the pshat. I'll tell you tivduk l'rabbanan. Maybe to be check it out means according to Rabbanan shita. The yarmah that they say, kriya v'kafuf in, sharaifus loy, there could be no other rabbanans are the one that are moida. So if she's mapo kimin, kriya v'kafuf on, then she has tumas leida. But according to Rabbi Meir, maybe any bird, she would have a tumas leida. See if we have no proof. The other one says, umayish, if you want to say that's pshan the rabbanan though, if so, umayish no kriya v'kafuf on, mebehema v'chayah. According to Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin say if she's mapo kimin behema v'chayah? She's tohirom. And if she's mapping now these two type of birds, you want to show she is tomei, why are these two type of birds more chomer than any behemoth of a chaya? Smor says, yes, I'll tell you, hoyo v'yesh klem listois kodem. They have jaws, Rashi says, l'chiyayim z'kufin kishkolodem. Mashenka by behemoth of a chaya. Over there the jaws are not like an odem. So since by these two birds, even the jaw of the bird is also like the jaw, the chaya of an odem, therefore, Isha would be tamei leida if she gives birth to a vlad, to a tzura that looks like these two type of birds. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, minei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zera, that the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the other he says, behema b'mei Isha, vlad mal Yehu, the yells of behema b'mei Isha is called a good vlad. What's going to be her kibbul bo'aviyah kedushin?" Let's say the father's makabel kedushin, somebody wants to marry her right now when she's in the mother's stomach. So ma, what will be the locha? So this goes according to her mele shitosai, that the mele shitin kedushin is that all the makdish dovah shalom b'li yolam. So even though right now that this vlad is not b'ilam, that that shita you can't be makdish the flesh that's here right now. You have to be makdish the din isha that it has, that it will be born. So we're right now to Lord Bali Yerlam, but that's where Meir Shitti can make a Meister Kedusha now to be Chaleda when the kid is born. But the Shadar is though, is it called the Vlad for Kedusha also? That's the question. Mao, Kibbul Boavia Kedusha Mao. So Moses says, the might not come in, what's the difference? Like the Ustam Lahid, you couldn't live, even if she does live, she's not going to live too long. You never have to live with her. So might not come in if you're married to her or not. So Moses says, the Yisur of Yachos, if you want to marry your sister. And once you marry her, you'll be also to marry your sister. But I'll call upon him, even to marry two sisters is only if they're both alive. If one dies, you can marry the other one. So Moses says, Lameimer, what do you want to tell me, Dechaya? That you could give birth, Anisha could give birth to a Vlad looking like a behemoth, the behemoth would live. Is that true? V'omer Rav Yud Amarav. L'omer Rav Yimeya Elohoylo V'mino Miskayim. That's what Rav Yimeya says, if she's Mapu Kimin Behema, that she has Tomaledo, not that really that Vlad will live, just that Amin, that type of Vlad lives, that's all, and those Behemas live. But not that this Vlad out of the Behema, out of Anisha, would live. So what's enough to mean that she's married or not? If somebody could marry her, she's not going to live anyway. So my answer is, Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov, Ad kan he viud Rabbi Yirmi le Rabbi Zera le de gichot vle gichot. Like Enoch Nami, the only question he asked him was just to make him laugh. Like Rabbi Zera wanted to make
of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, you wanted to make Rabbi Zeira laugh. But really Rabbi Zeira did not want to laugh. Like Rashi says, because it says what? Also liyodon shimale pi ischoik. And if Rabbi Zeira was machmir, he didn't want to laugh. So kids, he didn't get him to laugh. But any time the question is not to negate the maitha, because this lot can't live anyway. So if we only ask the question just to make him laugh. Gufa, what we just say, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Loi Omer Rabbi Meir Elo Hoyel B'Mino Miskayin. That's what Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah. The Venisha's Mapo come in Behema. We said she's Tamei Ledo, not that that blood is really going to live. That blood cannot live. But I call upon him, it's just B'Mino, it means other behemoths like that do live. Omer Rav Yehuda Midifto, Af Anan Namitinina, we also learn like this, that this blood of water will not live. But it says what?